This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The feds are doing this on purpose by running up interest rates to weaken Donald Trump, whose strongest calling card is the economy. Remember, Trump triumphed over Mueller and the nation last week with the release of that memo. Never mind what little Adam Schiff says. Adam Schiff is a fraud, a phony, an empty suit. Robert Hall doesn't even have a suit that would fit him. They're trying to destroy Trump's strongest card, which is the economy. Mueller has gone nowhere with his fake Russia investigation. Trump's stirring so-to speech last week was so great that even CBS admitted 75% of the people who watched it approved of it and loved it. So what happened right afterwards? The establishment, meaning the deep state, call it whatever you want, went into overdrive to destroy Trump or try to destroy him where he is strongest because they couldn't get him where they thought he was weakest. And so they're taking the market down. They're trying to hurt you. They are the enemies of the average American. Make no mistake about it, they're going for you. These people are so evil and so power drunk that they burn the nation to the ground rather than let Donald Trump live another day in office. Do you understand this?
The globalists are so power drunk, they'd rather burn the nation to the ground than let Donald Trump spend one more day in the Oval Office. Total truth. I don't hardly ever play clips twice, but I already played that last hour. I had to play it again because it's so true. I just got poleaxed during that last two-minute break in between the first and second hour by information I just learned from one of our investigative journalists that I have to go to a few clips at this point, and I'm going to have to come back to break the news that we're about to break here on air that is devastating. Devastating to Hollywood. Devastating. Devastating. And, I mean, it's rare that news is so over the top that I even have trouble dealing with it. It's just these people. It'll be breaking in the next 10 minutes here on air and then at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. And it makes me sick. But it also is very positive at the same time to be exposing this evil. Let's play a clip back from December 14th where I said Fusion GPS could have been trying to buy access to DOJ with payments to an official's wife. Well, it's kind of the reverse. That's what Judicial Watch and that's what Daily Caller is saying. It's all one group. She went to work there and then the money was paid. Yes, to her, to Orr. That's how Orr made the payment to his wife, to himself. And then it's all one big incestuous relationship. So, yes, that's true. But it goes both ways. So here's a clip of where I broke that down. Then we'll go to break and come back. And then I'll try to compose myself. Stay with us. And then, of course, they had a hearing yesterday on Wednesday where he's in the meeting quarterbacking how to bring down Trump during the election and saying, don't panic. We're going to defeat him. And then they run the whole fake Fusion GPS deal, and they got the Justice Department paying millions to the wife of the head of the Justice Department Russia unit. I mean, total collusion. This is as bad as Hitler sitting in judgment of the Nazis in Nuremberg. I mean, this is, whoa, this is so over the top, arrogant, belligerent, hubris-filled, chutzpah-filled, bravado-filled. The arrogance, the recklessness, the fake confidence that criminals and scum and betas engage in when betas finally get in a man's world and get together as a group of betas and start engaging in criminal activity, they just do things alphas would never do. I keep learning that it's betas who are the ones that get together and commit the really big crimes. And They're all a bunch of chicken neck anti-American trash. I mean, you read their emails, their texts. I mean, these are people that have a big, giant you-know-what for America and just hate flyover country and hate bitter clangers and hate Christians. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. This happens only every once in a while, that a story so big hits my desk from our incredible investigative journalist that it gives me a migraine headache. And I'm not complaining. I instantly, within about 2 minutes of looking at this information, got a splitting headache, a vision blurring headache. And I only have migraines maybe twice a year, because it's so horrible. And because it just confirms everything, you think I'd be jumping up and down happy. No, I'm not happy. And then I already had a stack of news on this subject to hit today. And I'm being persecuted by these people behind the scenes, and I can't get into it yet. And I'm not complaining. It's just, we're right about this. And they're not going to give us quarter. For folks that aren't into old-fashioned history, quarter means you get in a fight with somebody, it's to the death. They're not going away. They're not stopping. And they really are as bad as we thought they were. In fact, they're worse. So I'm not ready to go to this at this point. And we are going over it to remove some of the profanities in it. And then I'm going to air it the next segment. So that's coming up in a minute. I taste blood in my mouth. You know what I'm talking about? Copper right now, as a parent. And I know what it is. It's my natural inclination. If I was in a village 10,000 years ago and there were people like this, they wouldn't be doing too well real fast. And I'm not somebody that shoots my mouth off. Everybody knows that. We're changing the world. And I don't even like talking like this. It's just at a certain point, it never ends. You know, I haven't gotten to one-tenth of bombshells yet today. These are the type of bombshells that are on InfoWars.com. Just sensational beyond a knowing. Adam Schiff, the guy leading Take America Down operations, up to his eyeballs with the Russians, caught trying to cover up and obstruct criminal investigations of Hillary, caught trying to block the criminal activity of Fusion GPS. He's now come out and says Russians promote the Second Amendment so Americans would kill each other. That's right. Adam Schiff, the Second Amendment is a Russian conspiracy. The stock market up's a Russian conspiracy. Taking care of the veterans a Russian conspiracy. Having the biggest small business startups in modern history's a Russian conspiracy. Having the lowest black and Hispanic unemployment ever recorded is a conspiracy of the Russians. No, you are the conspiracy of Hollywood and the whole stinking thing. And we've got the reports coming up that the Federal Reserve may secretly want to sink the record-breaking stock market. Oh, that's the street. I said that last night. Now you got CNBC and everybody else saying it. We're going to play that video when Schiff comes on with us at the bottom of the hour. And again, I just keep showing you how we say it first, and that's why they fear us and why they hate us. Because I'm not a follower. I don't sit around and wait for somebody else to do it. Now, before we go any further, and I play some of these clips, I'm going to play these clips back to back because I got to go work on some things during the break and just get my head together before I come back and cover this. This big breaking news is going to break in about 8-9 minutes at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But boy, did Trump say it right when he said Democrats are like death. All those that hate me love death. That's their cult. That's their spirit. So Christ said, they're like death, un-American and treasonous. Mike Savage said, total veritas, the insiders want to burn it all down if they can't control it. And Trump's trying to give us the keys back. I respect you. I believe in you. You're amazing. America's amazing. I love the energy of America. I'm in the cult of America. The globalists go, he's mentally ill. He's crazy. What, betting on the best horse the world ever saw? No, I think he'd be crazy to join you death lovers who love communist China. It's like a freakazoid science fiction nightmare that killed 80 plus million of its own people and kills hundreds of thousands a year conservatively right now and keeps people in cages DNA tested to sell their organs that did nothing. That's lovers of death right there. So rolling over to you is like death. So we're going to play Adam Schiff, Russians promoting the Second Amendment so Americans will kill each other. And then I'm going to play the rest of the clip. I didn't get to all of it. Flashback. They're now saying go after Orr for giving his wife millions of dollars from the Justice Department as a type of double-sided payoff that you can only do if your husband and wife doing something like that. It's a payoff. It's a kickback. It's unbelievable. Let's go ahead and play both those clips back to back, and we'll come back with a bombshell.
But we can see, for example, on Facebook, so graphically what I was mentioning earlier, the multiple aims of the Russians.
No, no proof, no nothing. You just lie. You just say this. Keep going.
The content that was clearly anti-Hillary, and you had the content.
Oh, clearly. Hit pause. I'm sorry. All anti-Hillary stuff was a Russian bot. That's all lies. It's been proven to be lies. He just lies to people. Here, go back to Jeff Bezos' Washington Post. Let's go back to the Washington Post. Here.
But even the bigger quantity of content that was being pushed through social media was just content designed to pit us against each other, to exploit our divisions.
Oh, the race and all that stuff like you do?
Of course, they, as you have seen, they parroted Black Lives Matter to try to broaden the racial divide.
You guys funded that.
Fascinatingly, they also trumpeted the Second Amendment. Apparently, the Russians are very big fans of our Second Amendment. They don't particularly want a Second Amendment of their own.
Oh, yes, they do.
But they're really glad that we have one. The Russians would be thrilled if we were doing nothing but killing each other every day, and sadly, we are.
All right, here I am getting into, in December, what's now breaking. Go ahead. And then, of course, they had a hearing yesterday on Wednesday where he's in the meeting quarterbacking how to bring down Trump during the election and saying, don't panic, we're going to defeat him. And then they run the whole fake fusion GPS deal, and they got the Justice Department paying millions to the wife of the head of the Justice Department Russia unit. I mean, total collusion. This is as bad as Hitler sitting in judgment of the Nazis in Nuremberg. I mean, this is, whoa, this is so over the top. Arrogant, belligerent, hubris-filled, chutzpah-filled, bravado-filled. The arrogance, the recklessness, the fake confidence that criminals and scum and betas engage in when betas finally get in a man's world and get together as a group of betas and start engaging in criminal activity, they just do things alphas would never do. I keep learning that it's betas who are the ones that get together and commit the really big crimes. And they're all a bunch of chicken neck anti-American trash. I mean, you read their emails, their text. I mean, these are people that have a big, giant you-know-what for America and just hate flyover country and hate bitter clingers and hate Christians and just hate everything. I mean, this is a group of garbage. But you've got to be garbage. If people are in your business, which is our country, robbing it, they're going to hate the people they're robbing. It's what criminals do. They always demonize who they're robbing. And they always think they're invincible until they get caught robbing. But it gets worse. You've got the FBI giving millions of dollars with McCabe directing it behind the scenes during the campaign against Trump in emails and text messages saying, don't worry, we're going to stop Trump and we're going to fund.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on computers. computer, I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here, back live with a piece of news that makes me particularly angry. In fact, it makes me taste copper in my mouth, and that happens very, very rarely unless I get mad at a very deep, fundamental level. And then I ask myself, why did this piece of news trigger me so hard? Well, you're about to learn for yourself. Because I have a stack of news today that ties into this same subject, and then when I listened to what this individual had to say and read the transcript as well, in the Kit Daniels article on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, it was so sickening to hear how he was talking. And I'm talking about Quentin Tarantino defended Roman Polanski's pedophilic rape of a drugged 13-year-old girl and said sex with a 13-year-old girl isn't rape. And he was, of course, best buddies with Weinstein. And the two partied together for years, and he financed almost all of his race-baiting, sex-war films. So there you go. Infowars.com. And it shocked even Howard Stern in an interview from 2003. The full interview is posted on Infowars.com in the article. But remember, we have Meryl Streep saying Roman Polanski shouldn't be in jail for raping a 13-year-old, or then he got in trouble for Europe for other stuff, and they finally got him. Before he was in jail, a few years before that, she was, in the early 2000s, giving standing ovations when he was still winning Best Director from the Academy. And he was known for all of this. And there's the reports of all the rape by Weinstein and the underage girls as well. But don't worry. As you're going to hear from Quentin Tarantino, it's all okay, even though he introduced us to images of men raping men in Pulp Fiction and made it cute and funny, and what gimps were and sex slaves in boxes and all this, you know, fun stuff. If you get kidnapped and put in a box, you'll think it's cool too. Where's the gimp? I think he's sleeping. You'll just have to wake him up now, won't you? And so, in real life, that's who Tarantino is, it looks like, is Zed. And you know what happens to old Zed? In Tarantino's movie. So pipe hitters come along. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, with him saying, oh, she was 13. It was consensual. Oh, because she was drugged up, kind of like a 20-year-old woman, you drug her up. So here they are pushing this whole movement, and he's got Uma Thurman coming out, who knew about all this forever, too. They had her crashing in cars. They spit on her. Tarantino's defending that now, but now that she's not a big star anymore, she wants to get 10 more minutes of fame. You should have talked about it back at the time, lady. That's all I'm saying. I'm not comparing you to monsters like Weinstein or Tarantino, but, man, let me tell you, I know a lot of folks from Hollywood. Tarantino's lived in Austin for 16 years. He doesn't like me. He's come right over and told me in my face. Arrogant old cuss. I won't tell the rest of the story because it's too unbelievable, but let's go ahead now, ladies and gentlemen. It was at the French Connection when the director was there. Also the director of The Exorcist, same guy. It was there. Back when the Alamo Draft House was one movie theater downtown. It was there. Let's leave it right there. Let's go ahead and go to him on Howard Stern And you're hearing about this here. Other folks obviously knew about this, but no one's reported it. Now we're reporting it at InfoWars.com. Here he is defending the rape, anally, of a 13-year-old girl. Here it is.
Exactly. Right, you got to explain this. I've been dying to get a hold of you for this reason. When you, Gary Garber, our reporter out in Hollywood, interviewed you, here's what you said. I got to ask you about this. Okay. This I don't understand. Your movie, I understand. Mm-hmm. This I don't. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Quentin, how you doing, man?
Hey. How's it going, man? Pretty good.
Nice to meet you. What have you done to make the world a better place?
I don't know. What do you think I've done?
Cool movies.
I'll stand with that.
Pulp Fiction's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, were you happy when Roman Polanski won the Oscar?
Yeah, that was pretty cool, actually, yeah.
What's so great about a rapist being the recipient of Hollywood's highest honor?
I don't consider him a rapist.
That's the one. How can you defend... See, I don't understand this. Mm-hmm. How come Hollywood embraces this madman, this director who raped a 13-year-old?
He didn't rape a 13-year-old. It was statutory rape.
Yeah, all right.
Well, that's not quite the same thing.
Come on. Enough said. Back it up 10 seconds. Robin and Stern are absolutely right. If you're 16, you got a 20-year-old boyfriend, it's creepy, but it's statutory. If you're 18 and she's 15, no. You're a 40-something-year-old guy with a drugged-up 13-year-old having sex with her until she bleeds all over the place, and you grabbed her and you drugged her. Let's go back. Let's go back to this creep.
This madman, this director who raped a 13-year-old.
He didn't rape a 13-year-old. It was statutory rape.
Yeah, all right.
Well, that's not quite the same thing.
Come
right?
on.
Enough said. It's not statutory rape. You know, he had sex with a minor. All right. That's not rape. To me, when you use the word rape, all right, you're talking about violent, throwing him down. It's like one of the most violent crimes in the world. You can't throwing the word rape around is like throwing the word racist around. All right. You know, it just doesn't apply to everything that people use it for. All right. You know, he was guilty of having sex with a minor. All right.
That she didn't want to have.
No, that was not the case at all. She wanted to have it.
Well,
dated the guy and
she was 13
and found out. Well, you, by the way, we're talking about America's morals. We're not talking about the morals
right
in Europe and
everywhere else where pedophilia is kind of cool underground, and you know they can grab your kid out of the backyard. It's okay as long as you put them on 5 hits of X. I've got a 13-year-old daughter, and I got a 10-year-old daughter now, and I got a 9-month-old daughter, and I catch anybody touching them, you're dead. I don't care what your morals are, Tarantino. You're nothing but a thug wimp. You're going to get it. You got that? You're in a lot of trouble politically. So the rest of the audio and everything's up there. He goes on to defend it. It's sick. But let's go out to break with a standing ovation for Roman Polanski that year. And then a couple years later, he got arrested for similar stuff in Europe and is still in jail now, and they're all sad about it. These are the same people, she says, in Kramer versus Kramer, famous actor slapped her too hard. She'd agreed it was part of the acting, and she says she's traumatized to cover up for what she is, an enabler, just like Oprah Winfrey. Let's go to the tape.
Goes to Roman Polanski. For the pianist.
And all of them stand up. Harrison Ford. This looks like a total nerd twit. Bunch of fake nobodies. Oh, there you got all the rest of the people. Yay! We grabbed little girls. We drug them up. And we rape them.
The Academy congratulates Roman Polanski.
Let's see, in Europe, or in Harvey Weinstein, when he's on the airplane with the Lolita Express, with Mr. Epstein and Bill Clinton, going to known areas where they got 10-year-old girls that were kidnapped. And, you know, sometimes they end up in the ocean. Hey, it's consensual. It's not rape when you kidnap kids and take them to an island to be slaves. Or you take them to some sheik's harem. All right? Chaining little girls up and raping them for years so you blow their heads off is no big deal. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, he was on with us January 19th. That's about 2 weeks ago. And I wasn't surprised this morning. He contacted us to come on. We contacted him to come on. But a little bit of a triumphant return, because he was predicting any time the markets would have multi-thousand point corrections. We ought to dig that video up. I forgot to tell the crew. He was on The Street last night and other TV channels breaking it down. But he did add the point that I agree with. I mean, it is the rakeites that are doing this. So the Federal Reserve may secretly want to sink the record-breaking stock market. Well, that's definitely what Dr. Michael Savage thinks. That's what I said in July, what I said in December. We've already played those clips here. So all I'm saying is, can't America have its bubble too? But as Chip has said, it'll just implode at one point or another. The question is, are we here yet? And why would they want to precipitate that? We're going to him of Euro-Pacific Capital here in just a moment. But briefly, we're about to end a bunch of big specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the very best water filtration, the very best air filtration. We have a great Trump Pence 2020 limited edition new shirt. The others sold out. Only get it for 1 month. And again, a clear vision for the future. It is a collector shirt, one run. We also have Pollen Block. It's totally natural. That has the Japanese quail fed a special diet. It's proprietary and secret. And then they don't know why, but it absolutely really helps with the seasonal distress, the pollen, the things that obviously upset so many people out there. When I forget to take it, I really, really notice here in Austin, Texas, known as the capital of allergies. And I wanted to come out with something that even cost less but had more BioPQQ and CoQ10 in it, and we made some bigger connections, and some of the prices fell in the organically produced formulas. Again, you can't call it organic. It's organically produced by bacteria. It's not the synthetic type. But the point is that it is the purest, best form out there. Leading competitors, $300, $200, you name it. It's usually a great deal at $100. It's called DNA Force. Well, we now named it Cell Force to get around some contracts so that we could go even lower on the price. But then when I negotiated with the folks, they said, go ahead and use DNA Force, is that your branded name. Just call it Plus. So it's going to be called DNA Force Plus as soon as this sells out. This is an introductory offer on DNA Force Plus, known as Shell Force. Concentrated, organically produced, CoQ10, BioPQQ, and more. This is the ultimate formula, ladies and gentlemen. And it is 50%+ off at InfoWarsStore.com. Technically 53% off the already lowered price on the retail. Go read the reviews for it yourself. Okay. And again, your purchases of the products make everything we do here possible. We've got the real red pill, I should add, that is a multivitamin, multi-mineral with another key compound that is seen by the FDA as a steroid, but a natural one that is the precursor to all steroids, that if you don't have it, you can't produce them. So it's seen as healthy and seen as grass by the FDA, which means safe. And so it's in there. It's the real red pill. It takes about a week to kick in. And let me tell you, it's amazing. So check that out, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Going back now to the man who, back on January 19th of this year, predicted here on this broadcast that it was imminent, a major stock market correction of multi-thousand points. No need to go play the clip. Many of you heard it. For the time restraints, we'll just go right to him. I may get to it after he leaves us and just tag it on so when we post this later, people can see that. But the Federal Reserve may secretly want to sink the record-breaking stock market. That is a quote here, and that's out of thestreet.com. He was on MSNBC, CNBC talking about it. I don't know the Fed has much love for Trump, he said, adding that the Fed had the markets back during the Obama administration. Maybe the Fed would be happy to see the bear market that could be blamed on Trump. Schiff thinks the markets could easily correct 20%. That's what he said 2 weeks ago. So, joining us right now is the man that predicted it. So why is this happening? You know more since last night, obviously. What's really going on?
Well, as I've been saying, and excuse my voice, I've had got a cold the other day. But, hold on. My interest rates have been rising, right? The yield on the long bond has been, I got to take a drink.
It's okay. Well, you look great even if your voice is gone. We all know how it is this time of year.
I just did an interview. I don't have my voice.
I understand. Peter Schiff of Europac.com joins us.
But, so, interest rates have been rising. The markets have been ignoring this. And I said, look, eventually the markets can't ignore it. Why are rates going up? It's not the Fed hiking rates. It's bond prices falling. Why is that happening? It's happening because the budget deficits and the trade deficits are skyrocketing. We got a trade deficit today. December deficit, biggest in 9 years. If you take out oil, the biggest trade deficit we've ever had in 1 month as a country. I mean, trade deficits are exploding. And when the tax cuts were passed, that shined a light on the massive deficits that are going to be needed to finance these tax cuts. Plus, Trump is talking about infrastructure spending. That money has to be borrowed. They have a budget deal now they're doing. They're going to include pork barrel spending for the Democrats and the Republicans. They're throwing all fiscal discipline out the window. We are about to flood the world with Treasury bonds. Who is going to buy these bonds? The Fed is saying they're not going to buy any. The Fed is saying they're actually going to sell bonds, that they're going to let their balance sheet shrink. The last time we had a $1 trillion a year budget deficit, the Fed was doing $85 billion of QE a month. Now they're saying we're going to do the opposite of that. So bonds are falling, and that's going to bring down the stock market. It's going to bring down the economy, because the only thing that's been propping us up has been very cheap money, very low interest rates. You take that away, and everything comes toppling down. You know, the danger for Trump is it happens while he's on the job.
Peter Schiff, it looks like what you're saying here, with a great track record of predicting things accurately and you know, raising billions for your investors, that there's two things. Trump is massively pumping money into the world economy in an attempt to turn things back on. But at the same, so that you can say is a problem historically. But then also the Federal Reserve is now changing policies where they put up with this under Obama, but they've signaled, oh, we're not going to buy any of our treasuries like we did with Obama, and we're going to raise interest rates, leaving Trump out in the cold, a true double cross.
Well, it's not that this will be positive. What the Federal Reserve did under Obama was not good for the country. We would have been much better off had we done no quantitative
easing. No, I understand that, but they're changing their policy for Trump. As you said, well, then let me ask it this way. I mean, repeating and expanding on what you said last night on the street and what you said on CNBC about the Federal Reserve having it out for the president, please give us your take on that.
Well, when I made those comments, and they were a while back, actually, I said that I believed that had Hillary Clinton won, while Janet Yellen was the Fed chairman, I don't believe we would have got all those rate hikes. I think the Fed would have been much more cautious about raising rates when if Hillary had won. But since Trump had won, I think they went forward with those rate hikes, even though the economic data didn't support it. In fact, despite what everybody's talking about, if you look at the data, right, GDP growth last year was not strong. In fact, it's probably going to come out weaker than the average that we had in Obama's second term. Job growth in the last year is the slowest it's been since 2010. We don't really have a strong economy, but we have a lot of debt. And so now that Powell is coming in, I mean, Powell has been appointed by Trump. We'll see if he is going to give in to some political pressure, which ultimately is not good for the country. To just print money to try to paper this over is not a good thing. But I think if the Fed has to rescue the markets and rescue the economy with another round of quantitative easing, and obviously, too, it's going to embarrass Trump if the Fed has to reverse course because the economy is a mess and the stock market is tanking now that he's already claimed credit for it. But if the Fed does that again, it is not going to end well. I think it's going to cause a dollar crisis. I think it's going to cause a sovereign debt crisis. I don't think the Fed can do for Trump what it did for Obama. I think they're out of bullets. I think that next time they do QE, it's going to be a fatal overdose.
Okay, stay there, please. Let's walk through this on the other side with the head of EuroPacificCapital.com on the other side and look at the bad side of all this, if he's correct. And so far, 2 weeks ago, he did call it. Peter Schiff is here with us again. I'm Alex Jones. Spread the live links. If you're listening to local radio, spread those links. Local TV, tell folks tune in. And we will drill down into this in the next segment or two. We got them a little bit late.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, here's my thinking. I know they propped up the stock market and gave the elites all this free interest money and did all this for 8 years. They plunged the market, you know, right whenever the election was happening to get Obama in 2008. Shevin predicted all that. And then I'm just wanting America to have a chance. I know China's got big bubbles. Europe has bubbles. And I get what Schiff's fundamentally saying is accurate. All I'm saying is, what is the alternative? Well, we're going to talk about that some with him in a moment. And he's right. He said this back in September, but they were re-airing it last night. Drudge had it up. So I was taking it as if he said it about last night. He was predicting it back on September 19th. Let's go ahead and play a clip from that interview that's up on InfoWars.com, the full nine-minute interview. Here's about a minute and a half, and then we'll actually go to Mr. Schiff to break down what happened yesterday, what's happening now, what he sees about to happen. Here it is.
The Fed wouldn't let the market go down when Obama was president. They certainly didn't want it to go down before the election because they wanted to put Hillary Clinton into the Oval Office after Obama. So they had the markets back. There was this put. But what if the put expired with Donald Trump? I don't know if the Fed has much love for Trump. And now that Trump has put his brand on the stock market and this economy, maybe the Fed is happy to allow a bear market that can be blamed on Trump.
You're calling the Fed political, which is certainly a valid argument. A lot of people are saying that, but the Fed also had a recession in 2009 to deal with, so they needed those stimulative measures then to deal with that.
Well, I have no doubt that they will come back with the same stimulus once this recession is fully underway and blamed on President Trump, even though it's not his fault. It's simply the mess that he inherited from Obama. But the Fed did not have to do the type of economic stimulus that it did in 2009, 2010. That's why the economy never healed. That's why we're in worse trouble today than we were back then. And remember, the Federal Reserve created the housing bubble. They're the reason we had a financial crisis. It was their economic policy that began early in the Bush era. You know, when we bursted the dot.
All right, now let's go to Mr. Schiff himself. That, again, is from late last year. But it sounds like you've soured some to Trump. You're saying he's kind of jumped on the bandwagon here, and that he's basically repeating what happened before. But the Federal Reserve, it looks like, is ready to abandon him, unlike Obama.
Well, you know, first of all, just recently I was talking about an 87-style stock market crash. In my own podcast on Friday, I said, will Black Monday come early this year? Because I was comparing this year to 1987. Because what happened in 87 is we had soaring trade deficit and budget deficits that were pushing down the dollar and up interest rates. And that led to the stock market crash. So more recently, I've been worried about a big drop in the dollar.
You called it 2 weeks ago here to interrupt. Yeah. I mean, you said a Black Monday 2 weeks ago.
But in answer to your question, I mean, what can Trump do rather than blow a bigger bubble? We can have real economic growth. He can make America great again. We can have real prosperity. That is possible. But first, we have to clean up the mess. The problem is Trump is trying to make the mess look like legitimate recovery. When he was a candidate, he was dead on accurate when he said the unemployment numbers were a myth. They were a hoax. Well, now he's perpetrating the same hoax. He was dead on accurate when he said the stock market was a bubble. It's still a bubble. It's a bigger bubble. So why can't Trump, the president, govern like Trump, the candidate? I want America to be great. But in order to do that, we can't blow another phony economy with a bubble. We need real economic growth, and so we need smaller government. Yes, I want tax cuts, but that means we need a smaller government. That means we got to cut spending. We got to eliminate departments. We got to make government smaller. Trump is making government bigger, and he's cutting taxes and trying to claim credit. You don't get credit for running bigger deficits to pay for bigger governments. If you want prosperity, we need to shrink government. We need to unleash the free market. We need to unleash capitalism. We're not doing that. We're doing the same smoke and mirror nonsense. What Trump doesn't realize is it isn't going to work now. He's not going to get out of Dodge. He's going to be a one-termer with this, and he's going to pave a way for a socialist in 2021 with both houses of Congress. They're going to blame all of this on capitalism, on the tax cuts, on deregulation. This is not what's causing it, but it's going to be what's going to get the blame. So Trump should be doing the real things that need to be done. If he's going to get blamed for something, let's get blamed for doing the right thing, because doing the right thing means some short-term pain. But you know what? We got to suck it up. You know, no pain, no gain. There's a lot to be gained if we take constructive pain, if we let this phony economy, you know, implode so we can replace it with something lasting and something real. And I have confidence in the free market system and in Americans that if the government got out of the way, we could rebuild this country. And that's what people elected Trump to do, not to blow an even bigger bubble.
But if the economy would have imploded during a correction and then obviously come back stronger after, as historically it does, they would have been able to impeach him by now. And he's trying to bring the republic back, kill political correctness. Culturally, he's doing a lot of things that are more important to me than even money. But I understand what you're saying. Getting just into the technicals then, what do you expect to happen now? You've been pretty accurate.
Well, look, you know, I think the stock market is going to be trending lower because I think bond prices are going to keep falling. And eventually bond prices are going to crash and interest rates are going to skyrocket. The only thing that will prevent bond prices from crashing is if the stock market crashes first and the Fed comes to the rescue of the market by admitting that it's not going to keep raising rates, that it's not going to shrink its balance sheet, that it's going to launch QE4. I think the Fed has to sacrifice the dollar to prop everything up, and they may do that. There's going to be a lot of political pressure on the Fed to do just that, but that is a mistake. Because that is going to kill the dollar. That is going to create a crisis and ultimately a currency crisis. And what that implies for the U.S. economy, the average American, is going to be much more disruptive than a repeat financial crisis. But I think all that can happen before Trump finishes this term. So either way, it's going to be a disaster. And it's not going to be a record that he can run on four more years. The Democrats are going to exploit this to blame it on the Republicans, to blame it on Trump, to say, you see what happens when you cut taxes? You see what happens when you cut regulations? Even though we haven't really cut that many. And even though the tax cuts don't count because we didn't cut government spending, we just substituted debt for taxation, which is a bad trade. Putting government on a credit card is a more expensive way to pay for it. But all this is going to bite us, just like Obama. Obama became president because everybody blamed the financial crisis on Bush and on capitalism and on deregulation. That's not why. But Bush stood idly by while this bubble inflated around him. And you had all these Republican talking heads who were cheerleading this phony economy. And I was on CNBC and I was on CNN and Fox saying, you guys are making a mistake. By singing the praises of this bubble, because when it blows up, it's going to come back to bite us. That's exactly what happened.
Let me ask you this question then.
They don't let me on CNBC anymore, so I can't point this out.
I'm not disagreeing with you on the fundamentals here. All I'm saying is, look at the dollar. At least last time I checked an hour ago, was up on all this certainty. Aren't we kind of the best house in a bad neighborhood?
The dollar is barely up. You know, when the market was crashing back in 2008, the dollar was soaring. The dollar index is still below 90. The dollar has barely recovered anything. So there isn't a flight to the dollar. All that's happened over the last couple of days is the dollar stopped falling. But, you know, the dollar should be falling if people really understand what's going on. But they don't, that the markets will keep falling until the Fed cries uncle, until the Fed, you know, takes away the rate hikes. And of course, that's what's been propping the dollar up. And the amazing thing is the dollar's been falling even though everybody expects rate hikes, even though everybody thinks the economy is good, even though everybody thinks the Fed is going to shrink the money supply, the dollar has still been sinking. The dollar has everything going for it.
Let's talk timetables. And when you sit around the table with your wife and children or your business partners, what do you really expect to happen in the economy?
Look, you know, I expect the economy to relapse back into recession. I believe we would have already been in a recession. If you look at how GDP slowed rapidly, Obama's last year of growth was very low. I think had Hillary won, we would have been in a recession in the first year. Now, the Fed might not have raised rates as many times as they did, but I think we're going there anyway. But because Trump won and the prospect of it being a game changer, It created a lot of excitement, and I think there was some spending that took place or maybe some investment that might not otherwise have taken place, and so I think we bought some time. I think the onset...
Well, no, I agree with you, so let me ask you this as we go to break. Let me ask you this, Peter Schiff of Europac.com, before we go to break. Come back in 2 minutes and give us the answer from your perspective. I agree with all that. Why, then, is the Federal Reserve withdrawing its support, raising interest rates? Why is the media bad-mouthing the economy in many cases? Why are they having different policies now than they did with Obama? Just like you talked about September, that's coming true, but now you're not wanting to defend the president as much. That's fine. I want to find out why on the other side. Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Spread those links.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm so
from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water.